Chapter 2. By an extraordinary coincidence, I met Mr. Murthwaite at a dinner that evening. Knowing he was a friend of Lady Verinder's, I brought up the subject of the Moonstone. "Have you heard from the Indians lately?" he asked immediately. I described what had happened to Luca and myself, mentioning the Indians' question about the standard length of time for repaying a loan. "Can't you see his motive, Mr. Bruff?" he said. I said I couldn't. "Which was the event that gave the Indians their first chance of taking the diamond?" he asked me. "When Colonel Herncastle died," I replied. "Until then, the stone was safe in the bank." "Yes," he said. "And you, as a lawyer, know that anyone can obtain a copy of a will from the law office. The copy of the Colonel's will informed them that he left the stone to Miss Verinder, and that Mr. Blake, or someone of his choice, had to give it to her on her birthday. Their one difficulty was to decide whether to attempt to get hold of the diamond when it was removed from the bank, or later in Yorkshire. They chose the second, safest way, but were undoubtedly unaware, when they first visited Lady Verinder's house, that Franklin Blake had already put the stone in the bank, in Fritzing Hall. So they decided to wait until Miss Verinder's birthday, and were rewarded for their patience by the sight of the jewel on Miss Verinder's dress. However, the extraordinary disappearance of the Moonstone that night completely defeated their careful plan. And the next day they sat in jail, powerless to do anything. Their next chance came while they were still locked up. I'll explain. A day or two before they were set free, the governor of the prison came to see me with a letter, addressed to the Indians at their hotel in Fritzing Hall. It was written in Hindustani. I translated it. "In the name of the Prince of the Night, turn your faces south and come to me in the street of many noises which leads to the muddy river. My own eyes have seen it." The day they were set free, they took the first train to London. What was the next we heard of them? "Oh, they were annoying Luca, begging at his house," I said. "Somebody took the Moonstone to London and tried to pawn it. Otherwise it would never have been in his possession." "Have the police not found out who?" I shook my head. "I see," he said. "At any rate, thanks to Luke's cleverness, the Indians lost their next chance of getting hold of diamond. The Moonstone was once more out of their reach, in the bank, until next June," I said. "It was the end of last June." "Exactly. They've been defeated twice. I don't believe they will let it happen a third time." Those were his last words on the subject. That night I made a note in my diary about June next year. I closed my narrative with what it said. "June 1849. Expect news of Indians towards end of month."